This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will hold talks in New Delhi today. Both the leaders will undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties and discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. President Subianto arrived in New Delhi on Thursday on a four-day state visit to India. He will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Subianto will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the evening. President Prabowo will be the chief guest of the 76th Republic Day celebrations tomorrow at Kartavya Path. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. This address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all the channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. Like every year, this year as well, on the eve of Republic Day, Akashvani's most prestigious and much talked about program, National Symposium of Poet, will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani at 10 p.m. today. In this symposium, around 400 poets of the country will recite poetry together on one stage. The 15th National Voters' Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the main function in New Delhi. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. The function will also be attended by heads and representatives of election management bodies who deliberated on major issues faced in election management around the world during a two-day conference that concluded yesterday. During the event, President Murmu will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said, "Trust and talent are the two most important factors attracting the world to India." Talking to media at the World Economic Forum at Davos in Switzerland, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Despite all the disruption and issues the world is facing at present, India has emerged as a very trusted country that respects intellectual property rights." He said, "India has clearly demonstrated to the world that under all circumstances, it is a country that believes in peace, growth for everybody, and inclusive development." The minister said, "Global companies are very enthused about India, with existing players planning to scale up and several new ones wanting to set shop in the country." The Enforcement Directorate conducted raids of 13 locations in Mumbai and Jaipur under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act in connection with fraudulent investment schemes by Platinum Hearn Private Limited that ran Tors Jewellery. The company alleged lured investors with promises of 2 to 9% weekly returns on investments in jewellery and gemstones while misleading them with inflated prices and false appreciation claims. At the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela, a three-day drone show began at Sector 7 of Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj yesterday. Hosted by the State Tourism Department, the show featured hundreds of drones creating stunning live visuals in the night sky. Depiction of deities with Amrit Kalash and Samudra Manthan mesmerized the audience. Indian Grandmaster Inian Paneerselvam clinched the 9 Johor International Open Chess Tournament title in Malaysia. The 22-year-old Grandmaster from Tamil Nadu accumulated 8.5 points in 9 rounds of the tournament. In men's cricket, India will take on England in second T20 International at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will begin at 7 in the evening. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side are leading the 5-match series 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.